Government contractor Reality Lee Winner remains locked up today after being charged with leaking classified information about Russian cyber attacks on U.S. election systems. The Department of Justice announced her arrest on Monday. Now, some are asking whether the news outlet that published the leaked information did enough to protect its source. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what happened here?
Well, the ironic thing is The Intercept is a news outlet that was set up as a display of its expertise in national security to be an adversarial check on the national security state, if you will, but based on rigorous reporting set up in part by Glenn Greenwald, the guy who had helped handle for The Guardian all those millions of pages of documents disclosed by the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Yet they seem to have made some mistakes here. In effort to verify the information that their anonymous source sent unnamed through the mail, one of the reporters for The Intercept showed the document through screen grabs, texted them to a source he trusted who also worked as a government contractor for an intelligence agency. That person followed the law and shared that information with authorities who then passed that to the FBI for prosecution. There were these little micro dots that serve as digital fingerprints for where this was printed out. And he shared the postmark showing that it was from Augusta, Georgia, where in this case, the woman who was arrested works. She was one of only six people in the country working on behalf of the government with that kind of clearance who printed it out who accessed and printed out that information. And so there was a very narrow band of people, even if, as is quite likely, authorities may have been able to figure out who she was anyway.
And it happened very quickly. I mean, right after it was published, she was charged. How unusual is it for a contractor to be charged for leaking to the press?
Well, if you think in some ways the most famous case of a contractor might be Snowden himself, who faces charges under the Espionage Act filed under the Obama administration. You know, the Obama administration did this basically a half dozen times, and it's a very novel use and interpretation of the Espionage Act. You're charging people for leaking not to a foreign power, not as part of espionage, but to a news organization doing what is basically protected by the U.S. Constitution. Two of those cases for Obama were inherited investigations from the Bush administration, but there's been a real difference in interpretation and acceleration of such cases in recent years.
Do you expect this case to change the situation for journalists, for example, trying to uncover information about what happened with Russia in the election?
Well, again, The Intercept has people on staff who are expert at this, and it seems like a real misstep. The question is twofold in some ways. Will The Intercept be trusted less than they have been? They've been done some very good work in the last year or two on national security. And the second question is, are sources going to mistrust news organizations more generally, saying, look, if you guys can't handle this scrupulously, why are we going to put ourselves in grievous harm's way? I mean, there's the chance of imprisonment. You know, folks I talk to on the national security side say you've got to prosecute these issues. But this is part of the push and pull. Oftentimes, things that might be prosecutable serve a public interest in letting the public know, in this case, of the vast efforts by the Russians to try to interfere with actual election systems.
Right. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always.
You bet.